covering all things working from home.
Yeah, which is, I mean, a reality for most of us.
For most of us.
Yeah.
And honestly, how comfortable can I get when I'm working from home,
mm-hmm.
and the labor law around that? So on the line, we've got Bongani Masuku, who's a director at CDH. He focuses on all aspects of employment and labor law.
Hi, Bongani.
Hi, Nia. How's it going?
Good,
how's it
good. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks.
Good.
Hello to the wires all across the country as well.
Oh, thank you so much. So you are at home. You're also working from home, right?
I'm working from home today, okay. Definitely.
Okay, cool. All right, so you're the perfect person to talk to about this kind of stuff. Let's start with this, right? We've been talking about this, the new normal due to COVID-19. A lot of people have to work from home. But
yeah.
Would it be cool if I decided, you know what, I'm so stressed out, Jackie from accounting is, you know, on my ass about the spreadsheets,
yeah.
and I just want to have a glass of wine. Would that be okay? Can I drink while I'm working from home?
Look, it's a tempting idea, Nia, but I would advise you to not do that. We've all seen the video clip of Daniel, and everybody just gets shocked when Daniel takes a sip of his vodka while he's on an important call.
Mm. Yeah.
The answer to the question is simply no, no, no. All the rules that are applicable to you while you're working from the office,
mm-hmm.
remain applicable to you while you're working from home. And that's mm-hmm. the simple and straightforward answer to the question.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, Nia, we've got different kinds of employers, and some people are allowed a certain level of unsobriety, if I should use that expression, while at work.
Mm.
But others, not so much. You know, you find employers who have a zero tolerance policy on alcohol and drugs in the workplace, precisely because of the nature of the employer that they are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about the mines, you think about manufacturing houses like in the metal industry, you think about manufacturing houses like in tire industries and all of that deal with heavy machinery and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Their safety is an absolute huge emphasis there. So, you know, there might be a zero tolerance policy on that, or there might be a policy that says something along the lines of you must not be exceeding a point something in your breath alcohol test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
So
what?
When it comes to working from home, and you waking up in your bed, you know, and you go to sleep in your bed all in one day, and you're wondering, where are the working hours here?
Yeah.
When do I distinguish when I'm professional and when I'm at home?
Mm.
What's the situation around working hours when working from home?
So working hours is an issue that's regulated by the contracts of employment of each and every one of us, and each and every one of us has a clause somewhere in our contracts of employment, if we're employees, of course, that says you must be at work from 8 until 5 in the afternoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, then I'm expected, unless my employer tells me otherwise, to continue with those working hours even when I'm working from home.
Mm-hmm.
So other employers where we are now, because we're just dealing with a new normal and unseen before, they have sort of amended their policies and have sort of sent out new sort of rules for employees to say, look, we will be flexible around this, that, and the other, but be sure that you don't miss this, that, and the other deadline.
Mm.
But other than that, other than an employee being told something else, the wires need to know, you know, if it's 8 to 5, it's 8 to 5. And the other thing, of course, is you can be monitored, you know, quite easily, because we've got Teams now, we've got Zoom, we've got all these things.
Mm. Yeah.
And as soon as you're not on your Zoom, and people can phone you on Zoom, you know, people can phone you on Teams, people can send you a chat on Zoom and Teams, and can send you emails, et cetera, et cetera. If you're not switched on, and if you're sitting somewhere in your backyard enjoying a glass of wine, you might be caught out. You need to be careful there.
Okay.
So the answer is simply stick to your working hours unless you've been told otherwise. And if you've been told otherwise, to stick to whatever you've been told. You know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now let's move on over to this 2-week period that we need to kind of take if you have contracted COVID-19. You need to self-quarantine for 2 weeks, right? Which is kind of
a
standard thing across the board. But what happens if the employer refuses to pay me? Can my employer refuse to pay me if I've contracted COVID and I need to stay at home for 2 weeks?
So it depends. The answer to that question is it depends, Nia. And it depends on a couple of things. Think about it this way. it's an issue of sick leave, really, or mm-hmm. it's an issue of other types of leave. And mm-hmm. those things are provided for in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, as well as in contracts of employment.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in their contracts knows that they will be entitled to, say, 21 days annual leave throughout
mm-hmm.
the year.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll probably be a clause there that says you're entitled to 36 days over a 36-month period.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, that entitlement remains so until and the application, basically, of the leave is something that is done at the instance of the employee. When I say at the instance of the employee, I want wives to understand that the employee himself applies for leave and says, I want to be on leave on XYZ date, and mm-hmm. it's specified. Mm-hmm. It's sick leave, it's annual leave, or whatever kind of leave it is. Now, with COVID, we all know COVID is an illness.
Yeah.
Yes.
So then what you need to be taking when you're at home on quarantine for 14 days or whatever mm-hmm. the case is sick leave.
Mm.
And some employers, all employers ordinarily have sick leave policies that tell you how to apply for sick leave, what proof you need to give them to show that you were actually genuinely on sick leave.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And some employers have developed new policies or amended their policies to cater for the COVID-19 situation that we are in now, mm-hmm. where they say, well, if it's COVID and you know that you've been infected and you've been diagnosed, then you're sick, so apply for sick leave and give us XYZ proof that you've been so diagnosed.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So there's no special COVID leave.
No.
No. No, bro. No.
Okay. Okay, cool. Makes sense. It makes sense.
Bongani, when we come back, I want to dive into other substances, you know, that, you know, are now...
Weed.
Yeah.
We want to talk about weed. But we'll do that when we come back.
When we come back. So stay on the line for us. We're on the line with Bongani Masuku, who is a lawyer, helping us stay on the right side of the law when it comes to working from home.
Tobega has serious...
Well, we're trying to get all the law, when it comes to working from home. We've discussed what it means when you are going to be quarantining and if that forms part of your leave.
It does.
Whether you can drink from home.
No.
And now we chat about weed.
We still have Bongani on the line. Bongani, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Alrighty, perfect. So let's talk about the smoking or the usage of cannabis while working from home. What is the sense with regards to that?
Okay, so what wires need to understand first when it comes to this is that obviously for a long time the Drugs and Drug Trafficking Act precluded the use of alcohol, so outlawed it.
Mm.
All right, you couldn't possess it, you couldn't do anything with it, even in your home dwelling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, recently, the Western Cape High Court, Judge Davis, took a decision that, no, that's not right, that infringes on the right of privacy of people who want to smoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or who want to use it for other purposes other than smoking a blunt. And arising from that, there's then been a constitutional court decision on some of the other issues, some of the other cases that dealt with a similar thing. And the long and short of where we are in terms of the law there is that the use of cannabis is now permitted, provided that it is in somebody's private sphere,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately, unlike other drugs and alcohol, weed can stay in a person's body for quite a long time. So there's no easy way of telling when a person is under the influence of cannabis or not.
Mm.
So the employer, and due to the fact that this is a recent amendment in our law, a lot of employers have really not caught on to what they need to do to regulate this in their workplace. A lot of employers, if not most employers, have policies that deal with drug usage and alcohol usage in the workplace, but didn't have until now recently. They've got to now start developing those policies and procedures for their workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the long and short of the answer I need to give to you there is that insofar as it still is a drug, or it's a drug because it has a psychoactive effect on the person. It affects the person's cogency, it affects the person's productivity, it affects the person's sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a drug, even though its use is allowed in the private sphere of the person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question will become when the person works at work, and comes in to say comes into the studio and is under the influence of weed and somebody picks them up for whatever reason, say I don't know, then they would probably be not allowed to continue working while under the influence of cannabis. The same rule applies to working from home as well. You know, so far as you're not going to be able to report for duty at the studio while under the influence of cannabis, you shouldn't be reporting for duty on Teams, on Zoom, and all the other platforms that we're using to work from nowadays, because of the psychoactive effect of the drug on the person, which can affect productivity, and it can also even affect the health and safety of yourself and the other people that you come into contact with while you do your job, even if you're doing your job from home.
Okay.
So it's still an absolute no-no as well. The party hasn't started yet, guys.
Okay.
Well,
cool. Okay.
Bongani, thank you for jointly unpacking this and being blunt with us. We could go until 4:20, but I think let's keep it here. You were absolutely dope.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much. Yeah.
Have a good one, Bongani.
I've noted your selective use of jointly and dope.
Yes.
And I hope that it's not a party at the studio there for you guys.
Bongani, thank you so much for all your help today. We appreciate it. Now have a good one.
Ah, it's a pleasure, Mia. Thanks very much. Thanks to all the wires for listening. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. Did you write that down?
No, I didn't.
Okay. It was very smart. It was a nice way to end it off. But some very important and very nice points made from Bongani over there.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. You know, the same rules that would apply if you come into the office should be the same rules that you apply while working from home, basically.
If you missed any bits of the segment, you can catch it on the Wife Map. Here's some more music, however.
This is...